again stand united in opposing foreign intervention or regime change in Syria. The two are instead calling on the international community to support a UN-backed ceasefire in the country. Beijing and Moscow issued the call as Russian President Vladimir Putin met with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing. Fresh reforms in Syria as the president calls for a new government. Bashar al-Assad has appointed Riyad Farid Hijab as the new prime minister. Hijab is being tasked with forming the next cabinet. He previously served as the country's agriculture minister. More civilian deaths in Afghanistan. The latest air raid by U.S.-led soldiers kills 17 people in a village in Logar province. NATO says militants were holed up in the village and it had to call in an airstrike, but the main victims of the attacks are often civilians. Police in Canada are stepping up their crackdown on protesters, but this time it's not just picking on students. A member of parliament has also been handcuffed along with 50 other protesters in Quebec. Canada's French-speaking province has been the scene of massive student protests over the past 3 months. U.S. police clash with Occupy D.C. protesters on Capitol Hill. The scuffles broke out after police tried to remove protesters who were trying to block the forced eviction of a person from his rented house. Two people were injured in the clashes. More bad news for Europe. Moody's rating agency has cut its debt rating on several major banks in Austria, Greece, and Germany. Moody's says the downgrades are because of the prospect of Greece exiting the Eurozone. Revolutionary slogans are once again filling Egypt's streets. Angry protesters across the country are calling for a retrial of ousted President Hosni Mubarak. The former ruler got a life sentence for ordering the killings of hundreds of people during last year's revolution, but the protesters say he should have been given the death penalty. And like a rolling beauty spot, in a rare astronomical event, the planet Venus passes directly between the Sun and Earth on Tuesday and Wednesday. The spectacular transit won't be seen again for another 105 years. Sky watchers in seven continents will be able to see all or part of the transit.